Welcome to another installment of On the Road Special Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. She's traveled to one of the most beautiful Renaissance villas in Slovenia, where 13 producers from two countries have gathered to take part in the masterclass, Grand Vertical Tasting of the Finest Rebula Wines. Listen in and enjoy the conversations on this Slovenian adventure in wine. And if you feel like watching the video, just visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp.
Hi, everybody. Italian Wine Podcast celebrates its fourth anniversary this year, and we all love the great content they put out every day. Chin Chin with Italian Wine People has become a big part of our day, and the team in Verona needs to feel our love. Producing the show is not easy, folks. Herding all those hosts, getting the interviews, dropping the clubhouse recordings, not to mention editing all the material. Let's give them a tangible fan hug with a contribution to all their costs. Head to ItalianWinePodcast.com and click donate to show your love.
Welcome to Italian Wine Podcast. This is the special
On the Road edition, and we are in Slovenia today.
We'll be talking mostly about Rebula, which is Rebola Gialla in Italian.
And we're talking to a few of the winemakers who represent this area. The growing region is just right on the border. You kind of miss it. You can barely understand you're in Slovenia, crossing from Friuli, Venezia Giulia. But the area, the growing region, is called Brda. How do you pronounce that?
Brda. Yes.
But that's how you say in Slovenian?
It's
Brda?
It's the hills. It's like Kolio.
Yeah.
In Italian language, it's the same thing. Brda in Slovenian language it means sand, like Kolio in Italian. When the Kolio, Colina. It's small hills, and in Slovenian language is Brda. For this is the region with many small hills where is the vineyards in the terraces, and this is specific. Maybe it's unique, the configuration, like these hills is in many wine region. I visit many wine region in Europe, in the world. Like configuration, like these hills is not exist. It's similar in Piemonte, but it's more large, or in some Tuscany, or in Vajau. These hills is very specific. For this is unique here.
It's called a small hill.
Hills, and many in the small square is the many small hills.
Okay. So by the way, let me just introduce you to our guest today. His name is Marian. How do you say it?
Marian.
But it's written M-I-R-J-A-N. And it's pronounced Marian?
Yes, it's pronounced Marian. This is original. Normally, his legend is Marjan.
Marjan. Okay, yeah. So it's Marjan Simček.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So first of all, there's so many Simčeks here. Are you all cousins? What's going on? Is it like, you know, my name's Stevie Kim, yeah. And Kim is like, is Simček like Kim in Slovenia?
Yes.
It is. It's a very common name.
Very similar. Is the Simčič, Simčič, Simčič is pronounced in Slovenian language.
So Marjan Simčič.
No, it's our estate and all our labors since 10 years ago or 15 years ago is just Simčič. Mm-hmm. What is in 15 years ago is nobody is not label, not sell the wines Simčič. This is my family name Simčič. Mm-hmm. My family is the very old family here for production the grapes. I'm the fifth generation to continue to make wine in this area. And for this is till 2006 is just in our brand, our in label is just Simčič. After this is start another producer with the like same name.
Mm-hmm, same family.
And put Eddie Simčič, Igor Simčič, Medot. For this is I put the Marian Simčič to not make
any confusion.
Ma is very similar, like in Piemonte, is same is Conterno, is many.
Right.
Very Conterno is Aldo, Giorgio, Paolo. For this is in many region is not my cousin, but in this region is special Simčić, Kristančić, Prinčić is
Common. So here today we are here with our friend Marjan Simčić. So let's just start very basic. Okay, tell us a little bit about your winery. Just give us a few facts and the winemaking philosophy of your winery.
Okay, first...
Where do you start?
Yeah, the start where you... My family is the very, very long tradition and it's very important. Year and year I know what it means, this experience, and for my father, my grandfather, great-grandfather, for making the same vineyards wine, this is not possible to learn. This is not in the book, it's not in the school. This is just the many, many secrets, the people who work here, who is every generation is make something. And me, I'm very happy where you... I stay with my grandfather, Theodor Simčić, and my father, Salko Silvio, work 28 years together.
Is your dad still alive? Yes. Is your father still alive?
No, my father is 3 years. Is the
He's last. Passed.
He's passed. And my 28 years I work with my father. And some year I work with my grandfather, Theodor. For this... I know what means experience, what means all the secrets, special in this territory, in these hills, in this soil, where it's sometimes it's just vineyards of the 500 meters, it's 1 kilometer, the distance is the big big challenge, is big difference. And just the people who stay here for many years and work here is know this secret of micro terroir and for growing this variety for this for me being the my passion is absolutely to go inside. And I am in our cellar, the family reserva cellar, and many wines from my father or my grandfather. And I look now what is in this time is not it's all biodynamic. Now it's very famous called organic biodynamic. My in this time is wine making, wine growing is just this way without biodynamic. It's not exist the yeast. It's not exist fertilizer. It's not exist the herbicide, the pesticide. It's very simple thing with you. Now I use the same, whereas my philosophy is make wine, leaf wine, like organic wine, biodynamic wine. But now is many times is this is very popular. Make grapes, is fruits, make with the character. And still live, and when you produce this great good quality and natural fruit, it's possible to make great wine. This is potential.
So, but essentially, I mean, are your wineries, you have 24 hectares, right, that share the borders, both in Slovenia and in Italy, right? So, yeah. And are those vineyards technically biodynamic?
Yes.
All of them.
Now I'm now going to where it's not easy, where is the two states, is the two controlling to register. I mean many years to put together the all things where is I vinification in all my vineyards in one cellar. I not two cellar within the Collio Italiano, mm-hmm. It's in Friuli, or it's in Brda in Slovenia. It's all the vinification in Slovenia. Just for this, I mean to make the certificate controlling to the two different country. It's bureaucracy. Now I want to put together and to find to possible certificate. But this is just to maybe to consumer, ma. Important is the philosophy. My I never work like my father, my grandfather in this way. What is the philosophy to work the organic wine, to work with inside in the vineyards, with the people to take biodiversity. But here the Barda, it's one habiat of this, where it's not just vineyards and the city street is one island, very very nice, where is nothing near together, is not industry, is this area is not using maida, pesticide, mm-hmm. herbicide in full. For this is one island of the biodiversity, and I continue in this way. What is not easy, what is make in this way, it's not like this production, it's more handwork, but this is my philosophy. Now I work just to make the bureaucracy together to possible to certify it in the label.
Which is more bureaucratic, Italy or Slovenia?
It's very similar.
It's a huge competition.
Yes, it's competition. it's EU standard. It's where is the both in Italy and more with something in Italy. For this is, for me, so much bureaucracy, so much paper.
Right.
Whereas this is not put nothing, the quality, what is important, make the thing in the vineyard.
So I guess let's talk about the quality, because one of the famous, you know, thing you say is that quality has no borders, right? You say that, and what does this mean in terms of the two different cultures, and eventually how does this reflect in your wines?
Yes, absolutely. The border, especially here, I talk about that my family live here from 1860 and live more. I'm the document with the production, the wine and the grapes to 86, what is the Josef Simčić, to sell the wine in this time. For the 86 to now 2021, is change the five states. Mm. In this time is Republic of Venice, after is Austro-Hungarian Imperial. After Austro-Hungarian Imperial is 100 years is Italy. To
right.
finish the first war, to finish the second war, here right. is Italy. After the second war is Yugoslavia here, from 45 years.
And now?
To 91, it's Slovenia. And now to 2004, for me, is very important. It's Europe, it's Schengen, it's not border. And this is important. What is the border? It's just political border. Vineyards and the people is work the same, not in which state. And I believe for this, many times, Nick, I believe the quality, not the border. For this is the quality is possible stay now in the Italian side, or in Slovenian side, what is the region of Brda, this configuration, these hills, this soil, this microclimate, it's here, it's unique. It's just to Gorizia, to Cividale, where you start down like Cormons, where is the flat, is Isonzo, and the north part is the hills Sabotin and Corada. What is the finish? And this is very limited. It's all together now is 3,800 hectares of vineyards. For this is very boutique together.
Sure, sure.
It's 2,000 hectares, 2,100 is here, and 1,600 in Italian, Collio Goriziano. This is a dog. For this is very limited. And this region is very specific characteristic. Whereas the north part, it's 50 kilometers, it's Julian Alps, whereas now it's snow, it's about 2,800 meters. And just 25 kilometers around south is Adriatic Sea. And this is special microbe to north, to south, the mix, the Mediterranean and pre-Alps microclimate.
Mm-hmm.
And the soil, what is here is the sea wine time, and the sea is gone down. Inside in this soil is this taste of this marum, limestone, sandstone. But this is rich of the sea. For this, our wines is elegant without the high acidity. What is e salty, sono salati, sono minerali. And this is very unique for this wine to make good concentration, especially Ribolla, like longer skin contact, phenolic. It's like red wine. And it's elegant with the minerals and salty. And phenolic, you take the body, the texture,
mm-hmm.
and freshness, and not high alcohol. This is very unique. This is one, for me, is like poesia. And it's not possible to compare to another variety and to another region. This is unique. It's make the unique Ribolla from here. I tried the Ribolla in Napa Valley. I tried the Ribolla from Tuscany. And especially I tried the Ribolla like in Basso Friuli or mm-hmm. Grave or Isonzo. It's nothing together. It's just named together. This soil and this microclimate is very unique. And for this is Ribolla, like here, is not exist. For this, I believe in this variety. It's not like very fancy, shinkimiki. It's not aromatic. It's not fruit. It's very easy, but with a great character. With the great character, and when you start love this, it's not finished love. This is very unique.
So this is very different. I mean, is it fair to say that even in your own personal winemaking, the Ribolla Gialla that you make from, you grow in Foglia is different from Berda?
I specifically,
how do you make your wines?
I make a wine. I make free Ribolla, no? For this, I make one Ribolla with more young vineyards.
Mm-hmm. And that's from Coglio or from Berda?
From Berda.
Okay.
I Ribolla all my vineyards, and this is the most important variety of the 25 hectare, is the 6.5 hectare is
in
Ribolla.
Yeah.
And all is in Berda.
Okay.
What is very important here, I'm in Medana, in Zeglo.
Mm-hmm.
And Zeglo or Zegla is in the border. Where is the winery? All my vineyards from Ribolla is in Medana, a little bit more higher, about 200, 220 meters altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, what is Ribolla?
That's the wine we tasted today, right?
Yes, yes. In Medana Yama, it's Cru. I am another, it's Trobno and Vita, another two vineyards. But all it's in the high altitude. And where is this soil? Where is you going down, like in Zeglo, my winery is in 150 meters the altitude. Around this is the limit for me, for the production, the great Ribolla. You start to production good Sauvignon Vertis, Tokaj Friulano, or Marvasia, Pinot Grigio, absolutely. For this is not each terroir for same variety, but Coglio in Italy is great for the production Ribolla. It's like San Floriano or Slavia, where it's a little bit more higher altitude, and the same for this is important from Ribolla. Ribolla is not asked where is like Argil, where is the good grow. It's very power grapes, where is the stony rocks, where is not many humus, where is the possibility that the roots is ask the water going down, and it's no problem. Where you the plant Ribolla,
so less fertile, yes, and better, yes, drainage.
Absolutely.
Right. So tell. I guess we can talk a little bit about the three different lines, the three different styles that you have. Right. Berda Classic. You have Cru Selection, and then Opoca Cru. Opoca is ponca, right? In Italian.
Yes, ponca. Yeah, yeah.
It's flesh.
It's
flesh,
yes.
Basically. So, and why did you decide? What is the reasoning behind delineating into these three different lines, production lines?
Yes, this is my like my oven classification. For this, I not like to put together the wine in the different characteristic. For this, I start in 2006. after 2 years, they make many expertise in all our vineyards. I make more of the 100 caratage, more of the 1,000 analysis for the soil. To help my geologue from France, is the 2 year I make together the micro vinification. After this, I chose my classification for like classic, is like village, the Cru selection, like Premier Cru, mm-hmm. and Opoca, absolutely, where is 100% the Ponca, the Mar, where is the vineyards, is absolutely is the character of this soil. And the minimum, now my Ribolla Classic is planted in the like classification, the Premier Cru or Grand Cru. But when your vineyards not 20 year, I bring the grapes, the fruit to the make the classic. For me, seriously, fruit is after minimum after 20 years, the grapes, when it's grow inside and to take this terroir, the character, this is all the vineyards where it's planted and it's not more than 20 years, I position to classic, to our village wine. The Cru selection, for this is the Cru selection, is the old vineyards and the good classification. May it's not work like single vineyards. It's sometimes is the two different vineyards is together or three. And the Opoca is absolutely where is all the soil is Opoca, is Mar and Flish. And this is the single vineyards. And for this in the or this label is the name of the vineyards of the location.
Okay, so I guess what I would like to ask you now is, I know at certain point you kind of pivoted, right? And you decided to switch to quote unquote a more natural approach to winemaking. Why did you decide that? And was that a difficult transition for you?
For me, it's not transition. It's now it's transition. What you work now to make this bureaucracy to certify it, mm-hmm. it's not easy. What is our vineyards is the both in Collio, in Friuli, or in Slovenia, and this is it's not the border, but it's the two bureaucracy and. Mm-hmm. And special for the controlling to...
You still have to...
Yes, and I make now another 2 year, I am the certification official. This is not making... This make for many markets, especially the new market, like Asia or north of Europe or Canada, is asked this certificate. What is understand with you who try my wine, who you see... It's a little bit experience. My wine is absolutely live, natural, forever. But not just me, my father, my mm-hmm. grandfather. For us, this is very traditional winemaking. Now I go a little bit more in extreme to work special to make this absolutely to plant in the biodiversity around, not just in the vineyards, around my vineyards, mm-hmm. I plant some fruits, some quiz make a good ambient for happy
bees,
and all of this. I make friendly ambient and near. Yeah, whereas the vineyards is making in this way. For me, it's not a grand challenge. Now it's possible. Whereas it's possible to make good quality wine with one good price, and it's possible invest. What is this? Is invest in the vineyards? What is the many worker, many hand work for the make? It's not mechanical. It's the many thing is the make by hand. And for this is the cost for production is little bit, and I all invest in this way. Where is I believe in this way and. Year for year, my quality it's growing. And special, I start working. This is precise the vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
It's vigneti in perfezione. What is for the make something more is all work is precise in each time in each vineyards and to not put together, not to unique for this. I now on 24 label in the small production.
Right,
when
right.
is the Mug is about 130,000 and 24 label. Is they make the crew for vinification separate. For me, this is this nice romantic for wine lovers to try the wine on the different hill, the different exposition, the soil, the variety, and you try this unique micro terroir. This is for these palates, for my lovers. It's not all wines like this. It's the many different market, different questions. But I believe on this. I like this, and for this is all my energy and my focus. You make very unique the micro terroir wine.
So, you know, I saw your son manning the table downstairs. So your children are also continuing in the wine business, in the winery?
Yeah.
How many children have you got?
I'm just one son. And,
oh, so you and, just
yeah,
have...
just Leonardo. One... And
is
now
he, is he's
the finished the finish the study in university in Ljubljana, like me. My father is the first vinification when you're 20. This is his 88, no?
Right.
It's 1988 is my first vinification, my first wine, my first label. And the same, my son is 2018. He make just 1,300 bottles.
Right.
Like 10 hectares.
But
you make 18 now. In October, his first in the market his, 18.
His wine will be ready.
Yes, and make 19.
What did he make?
Different, but a little bit more extremely with me. It's not stupid. You bring the grapes, the both two best vineyards.
Aha!
Ribola Opoca and Sauvignon Vert, 91 years old, the Ronco de Zegla. And you make, this is for me, it's important. I'm 24 label wine. With the dry wine, my son is different.
Right.
And I think this is the character, this is the opportunity. Same me, when you make first wine, is the different of my father. And
so I'm going to ask you one last question. I think I know the answer. But do you feel more Italian or more Slovenian? Or should I say, is your wine more Slovenian or Italian?
No, okay, nationally, my and not just
where do
my,
you live?
All the my people, where is the maybe cittadinanza is Italiana, my father is in the Italian school, is zero
right,
of Slovenian.
Right.
It's not, my nationality is Slovenian. Look, all the people near the border here is in Italian children, but it's not Italian nationality.
Yes, yeah, so
like
they're...
a producer or Grauner, all these people, Keber, all these people is like me, just now live in Italy. And
they have this, Italian citizenship, but they're Slovenian.
Yes, it's Slovenian. It's Slovenian. I'm for this, I'm Slovenian, but it's not important. I'm very, very old. For me, the nationality or religious is not count. Where is the people, the culture, the professional is more important, like what is the mother language or what is the religion.
Right.
For this is, I'm very open and I'm so happy with this border.
Is like gone.
Physical is gone and it's special for new generation. Yes, nobody know of the first war, the second war, and
right.
all. What is not good thing to live together? Now it's not just the two villages like my Ceglo and Zegla or Plesivo and Plesivo.
Right.
What is just the border is the same name, just pronoun different. Now it's live Europe and the world. For me, it's the world. I stay and my wine now sell in the world. The different continent, and for me, it's the people important, not is the border, and not is the religion, and not is what is the market. It's important to make something good or no, the culture, the passion, the energy. This is for me, it's important.
Okay, I think that's a great way to end the podcast. Quality has no borders, absolutely, according to Marshan Simcic. But, however, are you a soccer fan? Does Slovenia have a soccer team?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically, I don't know. I don't do soccer, okay? But if Slovenia was playing against Italy in the, I don't know, what is the World Championship of soccer? Who are you rooting for, Slovenia or Italy?
Slovenia.
Okay, that's it. That's it. And that is our close.
Last Europe trip, I win from Italy. But when you play together, it's not both. My heart is in Slovenia.
Yes. Okay, that's it. That's signing off. Italian Wine Podcast. Chin Chin with Chin. Italian Wine People. Cheers. Yes. And that is a wrap. Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao.
And that's a wrap for this episode of On the Road Special Edition Slovenia with Stevie Kim. If you enjoyed this journey through the world of Rebula, Ribolla Gialla, please make sure to like and follow our channel or check out our other On the Road Special Editions. You can also watch this podcast on our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp. Chin Chin.